we go. All because Christ. All because Christ. I can do how many things? How many? Because of who? Christ, who what? Gives me the strength. Who strengthens? I can do all things. I can do all things because of Christ. But a lot of times we don't know that what the depth of that is. Who is Jesus? What do you mean all things? And that's what this little series has been about. I call it the ABCs. All because Christ, I can. All because Christ, I can. But the ABCs, going through the alphabet, taking the names of Christ and what He has done for us and different things He's accomplished and putting those scriptures up on the screen so you can see your Savior. You're listening to me today. You can see the Lord. You can see how you can make it. I can do all things. I have something I gave it away. Look, I was pointing to my Jesus strong. Look at that. It's gone. Yeah, the other day I had a young man walk up to me in the restaurant. I was up in Venice Friday. He walked up to me, said hello, saw my hat and shirt, started talking to me, told me he was 25 years old and that God had been good to him. He had helped him with all kinds of addictions and problems in his life. And he was trying to be strong. And I saw a couple of things on his arm, little things that he said, little things about God, a couple of them. And so I pulled mine off. I said, this is what you need, son, right here. Jesus strong. Amen? And the other ones were brightly colored. That's okay. But the one I gave him was fleshly colored. Because it's not about bragging. You understand? Say, I didn't put those together and make those so that I could look at me. Look at me. No. I put that on my arm because I was hurting so bad. I needed something. And I was a cyclist, a biker, ride these, you know, pedal bikes, not the motorcycles. And old Lance Armstrong had Live Strong. Remember that? Live Strong? But I didn't know he was getting his strength from doping. But I knew one thing. I didn't know anything about all that. All I knew is Live Strong wasn't strong enough for Gary. But Jesus Strong is plenty strong. Amen? So that's where that came from, that little Jesus Strong thing that you see all kinds of people wearing them now. Praise God, all around. Amen? But I gave mine away the other day. I got to get me another one. Amen? They're out there if you want one. Praise the Lord. And they're free. Amen? Jesus strong. How do I know I can do all things through Jesus? When I read my Word, when I read the Bible, I learn who He is. Let's talk about it. Ready? We've already made it through the E's. We're going to start out with the F today. Taking you through the ABCs. Try not to go to sleep on me. He's the faithful witness. Jesus is the faithful witness. And from Jesus Christ, say it with me, who is the what? And He's the first begotten of the what? And He's the prince of the who? The kings. Unto Him that loved us, and He washed us in His own what? Blood. You think that's pretty strong? How about that? Say, you know in the Bible in the last days it talks about the false prophet and the beast, the false prophet, Satan, the Antichrist. Here's the beautiful thing. You got the real Christ. You've got the faithful witness. You've got the one who's been exalted, who sits at the right hand of God the Father and makes intercession for you. He is witnessing on your behalf. How about that for you? Say, how about having God's Son Himself seated right there next to God the Father saying, that one has trusted in me. That one is covered in my blood. That one is with us. Amen. Say, He's the faith and His Father not doubting it. You see what I'm saying? Hey, if Jesus said it, it's done. Amen. You're hearing me today. Does that give you some strength or not? Helps me. Yeah, praise the Lord. You ought to. Praise the Lord. He's the Father of eternity. Look at this scripture. For unto us is born, and unto us a Son is given. The government shall be upon His shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God. Say it with me. The what? The Lasting Father. He's the Father. Jesus is. He's the Father of eternity. You can have eternal life through Him. That's the problem when you try to get eternal life through religion or somebody else. Here's the problem. They ain't in charge of it. He is the Father of eternity. He is the beginning and the what? He's the Alpha and the what? The Omega. He's the first and the what? Sure He is. That'll encourage you today. I can do all things through Him. He'll never leave me nor forsake me. He'll be with me forevermore. He's the Father of eternity. You're feeling a little stronger? I am. He's the first fruits. What in the world does that mean? But every man in his own order, say it with me, Christ the what? First fruit. You know what that means? He's the first one that rose from the dead. And you're going to follow afterward at His coming. The dead in Christ are going to rise. Amen? Because He lives, you live. Because He lives, I can what? Face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future and life is worth the living just because He lived. First fruits. Okay? How do you know you're going to live again in the future? Because He lives. I live. This is our Savior. He's the foundation. Whew, I like this one. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a what? A stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure what? Jesus Christ is our sure foundation. We didn't build Fellowship Church on just us getting together and having a good time. We didn't build it on just some creed that we made up. Are you listening? But it's built on Christ. My salvation is not in a denomination. Did you hear me today? Well, I did this when I was this little age or whatever. I mean, it sounds cute and everything. Guys, I'm telling you something. You better build whatever you're doing on Jesus. On a solid foundation. You hear me today? You listening? He's the only sure thing that's not shaky. How many are seeing things in our country over the last several years? You never thought America could be shaken like it's getting shaken. How many? Say yes or no. You understand? He's the only sure thing you can count on. Put your trust in Him. Put your feet on the solid rock. Just right there. That's it. Flat out. Don't put too much confidence in the preacher. Are you listening today? Say. Oh, Pastor Jerry. As somebody last week said, I really disappointed them. They were mad at me. They doubted me. You know what my response was? Good! You ought to doubt me. I got the same feet of clay you got. Yes or no? Yeah. I forgot to put deodorant on today. I did. You know why? Because we had a baby up last night. I got babies again. Did you understand that? Yes or no? Oh, yeah, I'm not as spiritual as you think I am. Crying. Our little girl, 4 years old, almost five, has the croup. I don't even know what the croup is. I thought the croup was gone. I thought we solved the croup years ago. What do you mean the croup? It's the croup. Here's the croup. 2 a.m. It's a cough that turns into a bark, sounds like a seal. You try to sleep through that, you'll forget your deodorant too. Do you hear me now? Don't put too much confidence in me. Amen. Now, we need to all be good examples. Certainly, pastors need to be. I understand that. But listen, the only sure foundation is who? Jesus. See? And I need Him just like you need Him. Amen? Come on. Jesus Christ is. He's the fountain. And in that day, there shall be a fountain opened in the house of David. But I'm going to tell you right now. He said, the thief comes to what? Steal, kill, and to. But I am come that you might have what? Life and have it more abundantly, or life to the full. He's the fountain you can plug into right now. Life to the full. But you don't understand, my life's been this, or my life's been bad, or this happened to me, or that happened to me. I'm going to tell you something. He can make all things new. And here's the cool thing. He can take the wreck of your past and cause it somehow to work out for your good. It's crazy. It's incredible. Things that you've gone through, even mistakes or horrible choices you've even made. Somehow, when you humble yourself, you put your faith in Him, He can somehow bring life back again and help you to reach other people and touch other people through your, perhaps, bad choices. Have you heard that before? Say, that's Jesus. Y'all hearing me today? Am I boring you to tears with this good Jesus stuff? Here we go. Oh, boy. He's the friend of... You're kidding me. No. The Son of Man, that's Jesus. That was His favorite name for Himself. He's speaking... Came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous. He liked to eat. Did you know Jesus liked to eat? Sure he did. And a wine bibber. I mean, there's no way to say it. He drank wine. Is there any other way to say it? Say. Now, they said he was a wine bibber. That's not true. It's because they didn't perhaps do these things. And so they used it in judgment against him. Never drinking it drunk or drinking in excess. That's insanity. He would not do that whatsoever. These are things that they said about him. But look at this. And he wasn't a gluttonous man either. But did he like to eat? Absolutely. This is our Savior. But wait a minute. Look at this, what they said about him. He's a friend of who? Publicans. Us low-life losers. And who? Sinners. He's a friend of sinners. That's your Savior. How many have ever felt, man, you know, I can't talk to Jesus. You know, I've failed. I've sinned so bad. He won't hear me. Have you ever thought like that before at all? Yeah, well, you shouldn't. He's your friend. He loves you. He cares for you. He is a friend of sinners. Okay? He wants to help you in your life. He wants to help you stop making the crazy decisions that's killing you. He doesn't do that by condemning you. Matter of fact, he says, I don't condemn you. You're condemned already. I died for you. That's what I did. You're condemned already. I died for you so that you could have hope and life and a chance. Amen? It's a great God. Jesus Christ is, so I what? Can. All right, y'all go and sleep on me. Let's keep going. He's the gift of God. Thanks be unto God for His what? For God so loved the world that He what? Gave His... He's the unspeakable gift. He's the glory of God. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the what? Glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Many scriptures we could put on the screen, but Jesus Christ is the glory of God. He's the express image of God. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well what? Pleased. He's given Him a name that's above every name, that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, every tongue should confess, of things in earth, of things in heaven, of things under the earth. And He's been exalted and He's been seated at the right hand of God the Father. He is the glory of God. Amen? He's the one thing God looks at and goes, well done! Amen. That's our Savior. Jesus Christ, say this one real loud. One, two, three is... One more time. Jesus Christ is... He's not just the babe born in Bethlehem. He became that for you. He became man. He took on human flesh so that He could die for you. But He is God. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the what? Say it with me again. God was manifest in the... Justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up into glory. Jesus Christ is God. As hard as that might be to understand, I have trouble with understanding things in the Bible sometimes. God's a big God. It's pretty complicated sometimes. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ is God. He's done... Just a created being that happened in Bethlehem. Y'all listening or not? That was part of His plan, God's plan. But Jesus is God. He's very God. He's all God. You might hear from other denominations. You might hear from Jehovah's Witnesses that Jesus isn't God. Here's some words for you. You are wrong. Okay? That's all right. It's a free country. Have your opinion. That's not the opinion of the Word of God. Okay? A guy named Charles Taz Russell, the founder of the Jehovah's Witnesses, he twisted things, and you have chosen to follow his twisted teaching. That's your problem, not mine. You understand? Yes or no? Jesus is God. Only God could do this thing. God had to come for us. God had to save us.
because no man was able to do it. He's God.
He's the governor. Look at that. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor. That's Jesus. He came out of Judah and to rule. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the ruler. He's the guide. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our what? Even unto what? He'll be my guide even unto where? Life has a lot of turns. He's the ultimate GPS, Jesus. Amen? He's my guide. He's my personal Savior. He's my guide. My GPS. He's my guide. My personal Savior. My GPS. He's my guide. He's my personal Savior. How many of them pulled you out of some jam, say? Amen. You'd gone down the wrong road. He backed you up. Can I see your hand? Come on. Praise the Lord. He's my GPS. He's my guide. He's my personal Savior. My GPS. Amen? Even you mean he'll be there with me to death all the way to the end. I'm sorry I'm bragging on Jesus so much. Here we go. He's the head of the church. Wow. Some churches could learn this one. Amen? And he's the head of the what? The church, who's the beginning, the firstborn from the what? That in all things he might have the preeminence. Anytime you think you're the head of Fellowship Church, I'm going to ask you this question. Did you raise from the dead? Say, did you, was that you? Then hush. Look, I'm the shepherd. It sure don't mean I'm the head. It means I have the responsibility, I guess. Somebody's got to do it. Leaders lead because that's what leaders do. But I don't run everything. I don't do everything. Are you kidding me? I'm praying in a truck this morning with seven men. I come in here and everything is all set up. I guess there's other leaders around here. Yes or no? Say. You couldn't run this thing on about 20 minutes on the money I give. It takes all of us giving together to make this thing run. You understand? Yes or no? We're all gifted in certain ways. I could never be Bloody Dory. I'm sorry. She's sitting right there. I can't miss her. Can you imagine me running the computer here at Fellowship Church, what it would be like? Say. And wouldn't that be funny? That would be, look at Roger. I don't even know how to check email. Do I? They have to come to my office to click how to make the screen bigger because I can't see. Here we go. Jesus Christ is the head of the church. We're his servants. We serve together. We serve the Lord. Amen? Hope you're hearing the message today. He's the heir. Hath in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed what? Heir of how many things? By whom also he made the world, by the way. We just throw that in there. Jesus Christ is heir of all things. But the Bible tells us we've been made joint what? Heirs with Jesus. Isn't that crazy? He's heir of all things and he shared them with us. That's a great God. That's a loving God. He's the high priest. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high what? Of our profession. What's his name? Christ Jesus. He's our high priest. The Old Testament, priest, Ed Priest. That's why I'm not your high priest. Okay? You can't get saved through me. Can't get saved through the Pope. Did you hear me? Yes or no? You get saved through Jesus. He's your what? High priest. Amen? He didn't offer a heifer or a lamb or a bull for your salvation. He offered himself. He gave his own blood for you and me so that we could have eternal life. He's our high priest. Amen? We don't need anybody going in once a year for us anymore. He's gone in once for all. Amen? The veil of the temple tore in two. Jesus is our what? Boy, Jesus strong. I got to get me my band back. How many have on one of those today? Can I see your hand? That's becoming pretty special this morning in the house, isn't it? Say. Come on, look at, man, if I've got him, I got it all. Amen? What would that do for your attitude and your whole head when you're facing difficulty, adversity, to think this way? You listening to me? It's for you. You can think this way if you want to or not. I do. And I'm happy to do it, man. God's been good to me. And I'm now seeing again, like He showed me before in my life, that He can take the bad and even the pain that's been caused to you in your life, and He can turn it out and work it together for good. And He can give you a smile that's infectious. Amen? Because He's working in your life. This is the God I have. He's an awesome God. He's the Holy Child. By stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy Holy Child. Jesus, I like that. He's the Holy One of God, saying, let us alone. What if we have to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? These are demons talking. Are you come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art. You're the... This is what the demons said. You're the who? You need to at least get to devil level and know Jesus like the demons do. They know Him as the Holy One of God. Amen? You ought to know Him like that. And not just a good man, good teacher. Good buddy. He's the Holy One of God. He's the Holy One of Israel. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help thee, says the Lord, and thy Redeemer, say it with me, the Holy One of Israel. Wow. Can we say that? We're going to quit the message today. He is. Now, can we pick it up a little bit? He is. Now, can we make some noise? He is. That's who He is. That's who Jesus is. He's always right. He always does right. Anything that is sin or does sinful or is sinful in your life, that's not Him. You understand? Don't get screwed up in people hurting you or doing sinful things to you and somehow think, well, God could have let this, He let this happen, He could have stopped now. Be careful with doing that. Would you please say? Okay? God's holy, holy, holy. Here's the beautiful thing. You live on planet Earth where we're fallen and there's all kinds of mess going on. Thank God you got a holy God and a loving God who out of your mess and junk that comes along can make it work out. But He does not sin. He cannot sin. He doesn't tempt you with sin. He Himself can't be tempted with sin. He is who? Holy. 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 And you are not, not, not. And I ain't. But He is. Amen? Have confidence in Christ. All because Christ, I can. Praise the Lord this morning. Come on. Praise the Lord. We're going to look at some more next week.